shitters in your fever, screaming again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a postcard? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your home. Right down how we build our breakfast salad, say my love, love, love.
La 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 la, masa la masa, toe to toe. I'm just kidding. Hi guys. I literally was like gonna post a sing along today, but like I just like listened back to it when I was making the list of the songs that I sang, and I hated it. The singing was so bad, it just like wasn't down. I'll probably still post it. I don't know. I sound like shit though. I'm just letting you guys know. Damn, it's hella windy outside. Brother's gone. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love. I'm just kidding. You guys are probably like, what the fuck is happening? I do that all the time. Like, I sing songs in weird voices. Usually I do it with my significant other. Because he's a professional musician, and so I like doing that just to see if he'll be like, why am I dating this girl? But he usually is just kind of like, that was a good voice. Like, he just like is so supportive. And I do want to just say, I have to mention this because I'm beaming with pride. I'm super proud of him because he's probably like the most talented person I know. And he currently is working on a super big project with some of my favorite musicians. And it's a huge thing. And I'm super proud of him. And like the other night he got home and he was like super stoked. He's like, it's so weird, you know, to like listen to this like musician, this like, you know, musician who's like been nominated for a bunch of Grammys and like won Grammys and shit. And who sold like millions of records, like in listen to them in the booth and like singing their parts and then being like, can we try that one more time? Or like, I didn't like that one. Can I do it again? Like, cause he says that you listen to the songs like when they're finished and polished. So it, like everything seems perfect, but like listening to them like that, like kind of humanizes them in a way. And so he was just saying like, it's crazy that like I'm getting to hear this and be a part of this. And so like, I'm so proud of him. And, yeah, anyway, so I can imagine that he's like, wow, my girlfriend can't, like, really is out here singing, like, I love you so, I love you, I love you, like, just being an idiot. And also, like, he also does, like, professional editing work and stuff, and so sometimes I'm, like, always making fun of myself because I, like, can't even, like, a while back, I did this, like, I'll lead you home, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so, please don't go. I'll lead you home, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. Anyway, if you don't sing along to Breeze Blocks with a shitty voice, like, I don't know what to tell you, because his voice is so bad. Oh yeah, a while back I did, like, a ramble with my brother. Sorry, excuse me. I did a ramble with my brother, and at one point he accidentally said my name, and I was like, fuck. So I tried to edit his name out, and it was like a 45 minute audio ramble between us, like answering questions. And I was trying to edit my name out of it, and I deleted the whole thing. So like, imagine dating someone, like, your job being, like, professionally editing and, like, doing musician work, and then you know, your girlfriend can't even, like, fucking edit, like, a two-second thing out of something, and I don't know, it's just stupid. Would be lost without me. I could have been somebody. Now we know I'm not it. So let's get on with it. This song makes me go hard. Came out of your body. Came out of your body. Running naked down the lobby. And you were screaming that you loved me. So what's going on in my life? I'm going to go see The Lion King in... three days on a Friday. Very excited about it. I tried to see if I could go on Thursday, but the tickets were sold out, so that sucks. I'm trying not to be excited. I was like one of those people that like wasn't excited about it because I don't see what the point of like making a new Lion King was, especially if it's like not real. Like, it's not real lions and stuff. I mean, obviously they can't use real lions because like lions can't talk, but I didn't see the point of it. But I listened to the new soundtrack and I thought everybody sounds super great. I got chills when I listened to Be Prepared. Hold on. Yeah, Be Prepared by Chiwetel Ejiofor. I can never say his name. I'm sorry. I don't like to butcher people's names. But he sounds so good. If you don't know who that is, he's the guy from 12 Years a Slave. This is him.
Mufasa has always shown too much restraint when it comes to hunting. When I am king, the mighty will be free to take whatever they want, because a hyena's belly is never full.
Mufasa's far too powerful to challenge.
Mufasa is yesterday's message. A clapped out, distracted regime, whose failings undoubtedly presage the need for a different dream. Yes, leonine times are a-changing, which means that hyenas must too. My vision is clear and wide-ranging, and even encompasses you. So prepare for the coup of the century. Prepare for the murkiest scan. Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king! Undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am! Yes, my teeth and...
What the fuck? Like, who knew he could sing like that? Maybe I'm an idiot and I didn't know, but...
Be prepared.
Also, listening to Beyoncé... and Childish Gambino in the same song. I literally told my dad that I wanted them to play the song at my funeral, and he was like, you're a fucking idiot. And Seth Rogen's voice in this like makes me laugh, especially when he says like, oh, I get it. Like, it makes me laugh so much.
I can't see what's happening. I can't what? And they don't have a clue.
Who's they?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two. The sweet caress of twilight.
Yeah.
There's magic everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And with all this romantic atmosphere, disasters in the air.
That part bothers me because I'm so used, like, I've been listening to the song for like years and years since I was a little kid. So every time I hear Can You Hear Feel the Love Tonight, I always think of who was the voice of Timon in The Last Lion King? Let's see. No, bro, I'm talking about the 1994 one. Why is it? Yeah, of course it came up with like all the new ones. Where is it? Okay. Nathan Lane, that's right. Okay, so Nathan Lane in the original Can You Feel the Love Tonight? He does that thing where he goes, disasters in the air. And I just, like, think of that every single time I hear the song. And so, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, no, it's a different Timon. But I think Billie Eichner sounds great.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh, my God, guys, my heart.
The peace the evening brings. The world for once. In perfect harmony with all its living things.
So many.
I love Donald Glover. You guys don't know this. I don't know if you guys know this, but I bought tickets to go see Donald Glover last year in LA for my birthday. Sorry. Oh my god, her voice. Every time I hear Beyonce sing, she makes me feel like a sausage. oh yeah, I was gonna go see Childish Gambino in concert in October. And then the show got like pushed back because he broke his foot. Like pushed back, like first it was like a couple of weeks, and then it got pushed back again, and then it got pushed back again. And so it was like I ended up selling the tickets, and I actually like lost money because I couldn't sell them for the full price. It was fucking stupid. And I still like wish that he hadn't pushed them back because I was super stoked to see him in concert. And now I like recently read an article where he said that he was like putting Childish Gambino away, like that he was gonna keep music, he wasn't gonna keep doing music. And I was just like, you can't do this to me, Childish Gambino. You can't stop me doing music. Like, you're breaking my heart, Anakin. I'm just kidding. I drank an energy drink earlier, so I'm a little hyped right now. I've had so much shit going on in my life. Like, I was supposed to be making a huge move on Wednesday, tomorrow. And my plans just got completely wrecked because of my... I don't know if a lot of people on like Reddit know about this, but my grandmother is very ill. You guys are gonna have to give me a second. Oh man. I'm not gonna cry in this, okay. My grandmother is my grandmother's not doing well, and she is, her heart and her lungs are, you know, done, and she was in the hospital for over a month, and, I've been helping my family. She is at home, and she's on morphine, and we're taking care of her around the clock. But my mom has been going through a lot, and the doctor told us that she's basically at end of care. So she was able to go home, but she is just like on morphine. And there's days that she wakes up and she's okay and she recognizes everybody. And then there's days that she doesn't recognize anyone. She has no strength. And so now it's just kind of like a waiting game for us. And so my mom and I have been working on her funeral arrangements. Even though we don't know when it's gonna happen, we know that it's happening, and we're trying to be prepared. There's also a struggle going on in our family right now because we want her to be buried in Mexico. Other people don't want to, and so it's kind of just like a lot that's going on. And my place is with my family, and so that's what I'm focused on right now. I was supposed to be starting a job this upcoming Monday, and I talked to my boss, and he sent me a packet so I could get it filled out by my grandmother's doctors, so I could have like medical leave and take care of what I need to take care of, and my job would be secure. So I'm doing that. But right now, like, my focus is my family, and I'm trying to be there for my mom and my grandmother, and it's a lot. It's just a lot because, like, I've never dealt with loss as an adult. I remember, like, it's weird because, like, a few months ago, I've always been the type of person that's been so aware of death. And I've talked about it before that I have like really bad death-related anxiety, and before it was so bad that I couldn't go to sleep at night because I was afraid I was going to die in my sleep. And like, I've always been aware of it, and so I've always been terrified, like, because I always used to think, like, oh my God, I've never lost anyone, so the day that I lose somebody that I care about, it's going to be so hard for me because I don't know how to deal with that. And usually, like, the way that I deal with things in my life, I put up a lot of walls, and I try to not think about things. I kind of just, like, don't really focus on them. Like, I just address them when I can. I just put them aside, and I just keep doing what I'm doing and trying to cope. And so this situation has really caused me to evaluate the way that I deal with my situations, because it's not something that I can just shove aside. It's not something that I can just think, like, oh my God, this is going to go away, because it's not. Because the ending result is going to be that my grandmother's going to die. And so it's like something that I'm going to have to confront eventually. And that's very, very hard for me. So it's been tough. It's been emotionally tough. It's been mentally tough. There's days that I wake up and I just, it's hard. And so right now, the only thing that I'm focused on is my family and spending as much time as I can with her. She's my only grandparent that I have, because I don't remember, the only people that I knew in my life as a kid were my, like, grandparents were my grandmas. My two grandparents, my granddads, like, both died when I was very young, and I don't remember them. And my other grandma died when I was 7. And this is the person that I've known my whole life. She carries the crown that has wrapped itself around the heart of every single person in my family. And my grandmother is the most, I come from, like, a very traditional Mexican family, like, a family where we're taught that women should be married and have kids and be domestic housewives, and, you know, men eat before women and we have to clean up after them and do their dishes. And my grandma, I remember when I was younger, like, my mom used to make me feel bad about, like, you know, like, having tattoos and getting drunk. And my grandma would always say, like, leave her alone, it's fine. Which is so crazy, because, like, my grandma's life hasn't been easy. My grandpa used to be very, very, you know, being from a Mexican, a traditional Mexican family, she was the wife who stood by her husband throughout everything. My grandpa was a drunk, and he would hit her, and he had to get his legs amputated, and she took care of him until he died, and stuck with him through everything. And then if a lot of you guys, if you've gotten to know me closer, like, through Patreon or through, like, my Discord server, then you know that a lot of you guys tell me all the time, like, you're so strong and you've been through so much. But if I'm, like, if I have the strength to, like, get up on my feet and believe in myself and feel like I can make it through things, it's because of my grandma. So it's hard to think about how, like, the strength that she's given me is supposed to carry me through losing her. It's hard. So I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm very sorry. I said I wasn't going to cry during this, and I'm not trying to. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry if I bumped anybody out. Anyway, that's not the point. I'm not trying to be sad. I know that my grandma is not okay. My grandma's always been the type of person that is, she's very independent. She liked to live on her own. And so I know that she wouldn't want to be subjected to living in a bed, not being able to eat. So we're just trying to make it as easy for her as possible. I'm trying to be there as much as I can. I'm trying to be there for my mom. And so it's hard, but you know, I was raised by strong women, and so I'm always been taught to get back on my feet when I fall down. And if somebody tells me that I'm not going to make it, I'm going to work my ass off to make it. And so, it's going to be okay. It's just tough, you know, because I've never, like I said, I've never dealt with, like, loss in my life before. And like, to this extent, like, to lose someone that I care about. And so it's something new for me, and it's making me question the way that I deal with situations and my emotional feelings and my, you know, like, my thoughts. And it's just, it's trying everything that I've learned in my life. And so it's hard, but it's a part of life. Everybody goes through this. And I'm very lucky that I got 29 years with my grandma. So yeah, sorry. Anyway, I've been watching MasterChef recently. Just because I feel like, since I've been, like, in such a weird funk recently, I've just been needing to, like, watch something, like, lighthearted that I just, like, don't have to worry about. So, like, I was watching Breaking Bad, but, like, Breaking Bad is too heavy for me right now. I was also watching Mad Men, and that also too is, like, I just, like, don't, I'm not, like, in an emotional, like, good place where I can deal with those shows. I feel like they take so much out of me. So I've been watching, like, literally MasterChef, and I love MasterChef, but this is the 10th season of MasterChef, and so I was watching it, and it just makes me laugh. There's a lot of things on the show that make me laugh, like how the like chefs keep saying, like, it's the 10th season of MasterChef, like every single, like, time they come back from commercial break. There's a couple of people that I really like on there. I wish I didn't like Sherry or Sherry or whatever her name is, but I really like her. I really like Micah. Liz, I really like. She's really nice. Ooh. I like Wuta as well. I always want to call him Wu-Tang. And that's no disrespect. I love Wu-Tang. That's why. So, and his name reminds me of Wu-Tang. But stay woke. It's creeping. They gon' find you. Won't catch you sleeping. Ooh, but stay woke. Anyway, I was watching Succession, of course, and I fucking loved that show. It was so good. I finished watching Stranger Things. I cried like a baby at the end of it. They played me, though, because I really was sure that nobody was going to die, because I was like, Stranger Things is so lighthearted, they would never kill anybody, ha 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 ha, no, was I wrong. I don't know if you guys think this, but, like, do you guys think that the American that they were talking about in the post-credit scene was Hopper? Like, did he go through the Upside Down? I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out, I don't get it. Stay woke. And yeah, I thought it was good. Can't believe they killed the Power Ranger. That was really sad. Also, what a piece of shit. Mike's mom, that she was gonna fuck him. Like, are you fucking serious, lady? I was disgusted the whole season. I have to tell you guys this. I wanted to throw up the whole fucking season because that fucking mind flayer was so fucking gross. Oh, just thinking about it makes me want to throw up. It's so nasty. Oh, God. Why did they have to do that? Especially when, like, he goes through, like, that, like, vent in the floor when he falls out of the window in the hospital. And then he goes through, like, the vent in the floor into, like, the sewer. And there's, like, pieces of, like, bone left over. I was like, ew. Just, no. I'm not... Netflix, please. What the fuck? What else? Beam, 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 beam. Anyway. What else is going on? Oh, I want to know where I can go when you're not. And I'm feeling down. I don't wanna see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said, I love you till the day that you die. And I'm obsessed with you. Then I fell to the ground. Here it comes. I don't wanna see you cry. You don't wanna feel like emptiness. She said I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right. Cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first place. I'm trying to keep my mind at bay. Sunflower still grows at night. Anyway, what else is going on? Oh my god, sorry, that was one of my sounds that I make. I don't know why I do things like that. I was also gonna be transitioning into, like, literally, so I was, like, eating, like, trash recently, like, up until, like, a week ago, because I was, like, honestly, because since I was gonna be, like, leaving my house, like, I was, like, eating anything, just, like, everything that I had, because I was trying to finish everything, and then just, like, everything that have going on happened, and so I just went to get groceries, and now I'm, like, clean eating again. Not clean eating, but I'm, like, eating, like, salads and, like, fried chicken. Not fried chicken. What's wrong with me? Grilled chicken and, like, I let myself get down in the first place. I'm gonna be transitioning back to being vegan. I was vegan for a while. And I'm gonna be doing that, not for, like, animal purposes, just because, like, I want to be healthier. I just, like, I feel like I'm more in control of what I put in my body and stuff, and more conscious of, like, what I'm feeding myself, and so I'm gonna do that. Somebody suggested that I go keto, but I don't want to be keto. I just feel like being vegan works better for me. I just, like that I was so in control of myself when I was vegan, so yeah. La 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 la. Oh my god. What's the last movie I went to see? What the fuck? What movie did I last go see? I can't remember. Oh, Spider-Man. I went to see Spider-Man. Not really a fan of Spider-Man, but I thought it was pretty good. I kind of really want to go see, Midsommar, but... My boyfriend's seen that movie twice, and he said that it fucks you up, and so, like, I kind of just don't wanna. Did you guys know that the G word? You guys probably don't know what G word I'm talking about. I'm just gonna say it for the sake of like conversation. Did you guys know that the word gypsy is a racial slur? And the reason I'm talking about this is because like I knew that it was a racial slur, but I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they sent me like a thing, and it had that word in it. But it was used like in the way that people use it in the US, where it's like independent, like free spirited, you know, like a woman that's like inhibited. I don't know. I'm stupid. I can't even think right now. I really had like a giant brain fart. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so that's what it means to a lot of people. But did you guys know that that's like actually a racial slur? Because like Romani women, though Romani people are probably the biggest minority in Europe. A lot of people don't know this, but like 80% of the Romani population was killed in World War II. And people don't talk about that because everybody just talks about like the Holocaust that happened to the Jewish population. But they actually had their own genocide during World War II. Up until like 10 years ago, Romani women in some countries in Europe were victims of forced sterilization. Only 1.6% of Romani women attend college. 9 out of 10 Romani children suffer racial abuse. There are 10 to 12 million Romani people living in Europe and another million in the U.S. After the war, after World War II, the Romani were banned from certain countries, from entering the countries, Canada being one. There's a lot of stuff people don't know. I know about that because I read about it when I was in college. I had to do like a paper on it or something, and so that's how I knew. But I was talking to someone and they didn't know that, and then I asked somebody else and they said they didn't know either. And the only reason I wanted to talk about that is because, I mean, of course, like in the Hunchback and Notre Dame, they make Esmeralda out to be the G word, and I think the Romani find that that word, it's not, it, like, they use it in their own community, but I guess it's kind of like the N-word for African Americans, where they can use it inside their own community because they know what it means to them. And when it leaves that group of people, it becomes something else. And so I feel like that's what the G-word is for the Romani, so it's like their word. And so they use it among themselves, but it means something different than when other people use it. And so, I don't know why I'm mentioning this. I don't know if you guys knew this, but I do hope some of you guys maybe learned something from this. Or maybe if you didn't know that, you'll be like, oh, I didn't know that, you know? But yeah, it is a slur. They find that it's demoralizing and that it erases their history, especially because they're one of the minority groups that whose struggles are like not talked about. And I don't know if you guys know who Rosalia is, a singer. I love Rosalia. Well, I did. But like a couple of weeks ago, I was reading like this article about how like Rosalia is culturally appropriating, and I was like, what? And then in the article it said that like she is appropriating Romani, and I was like, what do you mean? And so apparently like Rosalia comes from a part of Spain that flamenco music is not belonging to. Flamenco music belongs to Romani people, and they live on one certain part of Spain. Apparently there was like a big struggle in Spain where like one part of the country wanted to separate itself from the other side, and it was like a big like, not a scandal, but like a big political thing in Spain, and like, I don't know. But so I guess like flamenco music, she's not Romani at all, but she And she's also not from the part of the country where flamenco music even comes from, and she's never said that she uses the music respectively, like out of respect, or that she's ever acknowledged what the Romani have gone through. And so it's like appropriation that the Romani people feel like she's appropriating. And then I also read somewhere that she's appropriating because now her new like thing is that she's trying to be like a Boricua, like she's acting like she's from Puerto Rico and she's doing like reggaeton and stuff, and I was just like, I don't know about that one. But I take like that stuff kind of serious. I don't know. Anyway, it's just like something that was on my mind, and I do suggest that you guys like Google that, because it's really interesting, and a lot of people don't know that the G word is actually a slur. I can't believe that the president actually told people to leave and go back to their countries. That's insanity. I'm not going to talk about it, but that's all I had to say. That's fucking... wow. I was speaking of reggaeton. Reggaeton.
Yo se lo voy a negar. Si las mujeres piden, pues yo le voy a dar. Y si el pueblo pide, se lo va a negar.
For real this time. Did you guys see the lineup for OVO Fest? Drake, it's a mess. I thought it was funny. What else have I been doing? Oh, I am going to be posting a new Spanish audio. This time I'm going to be posting it reading one of my favorite books, which is Los Detectives Salvajes by Roberto Bolaño, the Savage Detectives by Roberto Bolaño. If you didn't know this, my last Spanish audio was taken down off of GWA for copyright purposes. I don't know. So I am going to post it again. I'm going to post a new one. I'm not sure if I'm going to post it on GWA yet because it was deleted the last time I posted one. I guess we'll see. And, fault. So, yeah. It's my fault. I just thought it was funny that it was deleted because I was like, what the fuck? Like, unless somebody like reported it for copyrighted copyrighted materials, which is sus if they did. I bought like these like sheets that are supposed to be for like soundproofing, because I still need to like work while I'm like helping my family and stuff, so I'm trying to like soundproof at least one part of my house so I can work from home, because like now the person that lives with me is working from home, which is fucking stupid because it ruins my plans. And they're also moving out at the end of the month, so no one's gonna be living here. And yeah, so I bought those. I'm probably gonna take them with me when I leave, and so I don't know if they're gonna work, but I guess we'll see. We'll try them out. It's my fault. It's my fault. Oh. It's my fault. I'm gonna cut my hair. I'm cutting it shorter right now. My hair is like actually grown pretty fast, so it's like past my shoulders. But I'm gonna try to cut it like a little bit shorter than my shoulder, like short, like where it's like gonna be like not hitting my shoulders at all. I'm pretty excited about it. It's funny because like a few months ago I was like so scared to cut my hair short, and I didn't know how I felt about it when I cut it, and now I'm just like, I want to cut it shorter. And I'm probably gonna go like a little bit lighter with the color, just because like things haven't been great recently, like I said, mentioned previously, so I'm trying to like find things to be happy about. If you're in my Discord server, you probably, I don't know if you've noticed that I've kind of been like in and out on there. Like I haven't really been like super, super on all the time like I used to. And that's probably because of that, like everything that I have going on right now. I'm trying though. And yeah, so I'm trying to find things to be happy about, things that are exciting, things to be stoked about, and so thinking about getting my hair cut or like dyeing my hair kind of makes me really happy, and so I'm happy, I'm excited to do that, and that's why I'm trying to watch like fun shows, trying to spend time with my family. So that's basically what's going on right now. I hope you guys are all doing super great. I will never stop talking about how like much this community means to me, and how finding this corner of the internet just like brought me an outlet, like something that I didn't realize I was missing in my life, and I'm so grateful to all of you guys who are still around and who still listen to me and who are so supportive, and it means the world. And so yeah, I hope you guys continue liking my stuff, and I appreciate all of you guys so, so much. So yeah, anyway, I have a new audio that I need to drop, but I haven't written out the tags, and honestly, like, making the titles for my posts is my least favorite part. I think it's so annoying, and so that's why I don't do it, and I don't know. I'll probably post it today or tomorrow. I hope you guys have a great night. I hope you guys take care of the people you love. Spend as much time as you can with them, and take care of each other, and support and love one another. And yeah, that's it. Sorry to get deep up there at the end. What the fuck? But I hope everybody is great. And I really want a mango right now. And yeah, so hope you guys have a great night. And usually I play a song to play you guys out, so I'm gonna do that now. What can I put on? Let's put on my god, I have lady pains right now. I want to die. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm gonna put on, let's see, there you go, from the queen herself. I still can't believe the Queen Beyonce did a song with J Balvin, like, what the fuck?
Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Hago música que entretiene. Toda mi gente se mueve. Mira el ritmo como lo tiene. Hago música que entretiene. Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
And yeah, I hope you guys are great. Thanks for listening to this. Bye.